Hi, Steve here. I want to take a second and tell you about the store because I'm really excited about what we have now. We don't have a big variety of items in the store yet, but what we do have, I want to show you just a few samples because I'm my own quality control. I want to make sure that our guys are sending out the absolute best quality shirts, mugs, whatever we have on our store. So, most of you already know about our hat. This is our new hat, and I absolutely love this hat, and this is what I'm wearing now in most of my videos. But the people that have got this hat, they're very happy with it because, like I said, I don't like those netted caps. The netted caps are the ones that are, they're like those cheap baseball caps. I like these with a strap. No snap, it's a strap. So you adjust it and it stays that way, can't come apart. And this is a really cool auto hat. So check this out. It's still on the store. We've got plenty of them if you're interested in that. It comes in three different colors in this style. Next, we've got our new official logo shirts. Beautiful. This is one I got from my wife. She likes it. And on the back, we've got Real News and the website. So, and this is really great, heavy cotton, very, very good quality shirt. It's not gonna fall apart on you after a few washes. And then we've got one of my favorites. And this is our new PSYOP shirt. It's got PSYOP, it's got a little definition of what PSYOP is. So when you walk around, it's big enough that people can read it. And it's got, of course, the very familiar C virus image. This is a great shirt too. On the back, it's got Think About It when you're tired of the lies. Here's my shirt, my new one with our new logo. On the back, Real News and our website. Another very, very high quality shirt. You can feel this is 100% cotton. And it's heavy duty, it's really comfortable. And finally, one I really, really like. Here is our new We Don't Trust Liars Anymore. We Don't Trust Liars Anymore. And it's got all the different logos of all mainstream media on it. And what I want to say about this shirt is it's really high quality. I was really pleasantly surprised when I saw the artwork on here, because the artwork is really, really well done. It's not the kind of stuff that's gonna come off with a few washes like a lot of these do. So this is all on our Fourth Wall store, right on our site. If you go to our site, there's a link for it right at the top of the page. And also it's in the description box below every video. So check out the store. We'd love to have your support, and we thank you. We thank you for all of our viewers and everyone that supports us to Think About It. Thanks so much. Hi, Steve here. When I read this tweet on X today, I thought to myself, this is really a sad time that we're living in. As a Christian, I understand we're living in the last days, in the last parts of the age of this world. And this is what the post said. How do we end up in a position where we are fighting for our food not to be poisoned, fighting to end deadly vaxes for children, fighting to breathe clean air, fighting for clean water, fighting to end 5G microwaving the public. We are begging to live. This is treason and tyranny. I responded with, because we've been allowing the Satanists and the Luciferian globalists to infiltrate everything. Instead of standing up, we've compromised for greed, and now we see the results of our idolatry for money. But let's get to the real truth here. Jesus is the one who gives us insight into the answer to what Jesse Lynn's question was. Jesus told them, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while people were sleeping, his enemy came, sowed weeds among the wheat, and left." Did you catch this? While people were sleeping, do you realize what happens when we sleep? We're not aware of what's happening around us. We're oblivious when we don't pay attention. Do you know how much a sleeping person cares about what's going on around them? They could care less. When the plants sprouted and produced grain, then the weeds also appeared. The landowner's servants came to him and said, "Master, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Then where did the weeds come from?" He said, "An enemy did this." "So you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he said. "When you pull up the weeds, you might also uproot the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At harvest time, I'll tell the reapers, 'Gather the weeds first and tie them in bundles to burn them, but collect the wheat into my barn.'" Then Jesus explained it more clearly to the disciples. He said, "The one who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed, these are the children of the kingdom. The weeds are the children of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age, and the harvesters are angels. Therefore, just as the weeds are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and they will gather from his kingdom all who cause stumbling and those who do lawlessness. They will throw them into the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in their Father's kingdom. Let anyone who has ears hear." What we're seeing is an increase in lawlessness because of those who follow the devil. You don't have to be an actual Satan worshiper to be doing Satan's bidding. You do it by the choices you make every day. And for those who live for themselves and this temporary world, they make choices to serve lawlessness, justifying in their own minds that what they're doing isn't that bad. For nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines, epidemics, and earthquakes in various places. All these events are the beginning of labor pains. We're seeing the invasion of people who justify lawlessness using their religion as an excuse. That will create the division, the unrest, and the violence within a nation against itself, within a kingdom against itself. And when you couple that with famines, epidemics, and earthquakes in various places, you end up with great sorrows, as we're beginning to see. And then Jesus says, "They will hand you over to be persecuted, and they will kill you. You will be hated by all nations because of my name. Then many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. Many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because lawlessness will multiply, the love of many will grow cold." We'll continue to see the lawlessness increase and multiply because of the time we live in. If you're expecting your politicians and your local leaders to solve these problems, you may want to realize that many of them are the cause of these problems. And then you won't blindly continue to look to them to solve these problems for you. Everything we see is disturbing, disheartening, and sometimes devastating. This is happening on a scale unprecedented in our history before. But the reason is, it's just about the beginning of all things to be consummated, as God's Word tells us. We're just about at the beginning of the end. People say all the time, "Well, why doesn't God just stop all this?" He told us in verse 30, "Let both grow together until the harvest." It will all end at the very end of the age when he will harvest both the wheat and the grapes. I think by now, even for the most staunch pre-tribulation doctrine believers, even they're becoming aware of the fallacy of false doctrines. I've done many videos like these on the rapture before, so if you're not clear about that, watch one of these videos to help you better understand when is the catching away, when is it going to happen. I'm not like many who keep using one scripture to study God's Word. Yes, Jesus said no man knows the day or the hour, not even the Son, but the Father only. And yet, later on, he gave us more information in the revelation to the church through the Apostle John. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, the Christ, I leave a link in the description box below where you'll find a link to click on that will take you to a page with a basic prayer that will help you begin your relationship with the true and living God. If you want that, go down there in that description box and click on that link. Thanks for watching.